Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And how you doing? We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. And Dave Plyer is sitting in for Steve Grzanich in the opening bell, and then Steve Cochran for your morning drive at 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for Two for Tuesday. Yeah! Mark requests Soundgarden. Fell on Black Days in honor of the eclipse. Why didn't he pick Black Hole Sun? Oh, okay. It's Two for Tuesday. I'll just shut up. All right. That, by the way, Fell on Black Days, one of my favorite Soundgarden songs. So, and I've said this before, Super Unknown is one of the greatest rock albums ever recorded, ever, in the history of rock, ever. I love that record. Hey, we're going to be talking about famous movie quotes that everybody gets wrong. And then we're going to talk about some of your favorite movie lines and some of the best movie quotes and lines of all time. And I want to hear from you guys on what movies you quote amongst your friends and relatives and stuff that aren't necessarily really, really popular movies. You know, not the kind of movie quotes that you hear a lot, but just some movie that, you know, your friends and you and your family really love and you quote from pretty regularly. So give us a call at 312-981-7200. To jump in on that movie quote line conversation. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here on WGN. So before we jump into that, I have to say that I'm very happy, Dan, I showed you. I've got my new new Chucks showed up here at the station.
Yeah, very exciting.
I have my new I hadn't purchased a pair of All-Stars in a while. So I got the basic black, the classic black, and I put them on. I changed it from my old Chucks that I brought in that I wore here, and I'm now breaking them in because you got to break them in.
Sure.
Yeah. So I always forget every time I get a new pair of Chucks. I always forget how shiny the rubber is, and that you know what I'm talking about, Esmeralda. Vic, you wear Chucks.
I love them so much, Nick.
They're my favorite shoes. Me too. My favorite shoes.
I don't have a pair right now.
But they're all shiny. I always forget.
I
was like, man, these are new. Mm. And like, I'm an idiot. I know they're new. The canvas is all new and clean.
Yeah.
You know, the rubber around, shining.
I know what you're talking about. I bought, I was shaking my head up here because I just bought my son, who's turning 14, a gorgeous pair of the Converse. They're Chuck Taylor's, the leather, black leather.
Oh, yeah.
They're nice. Yeah. I opened them last night to make sure that they sent me the right size.
Yeah.
And I think I could almost fit into
them. So you may not give them to your son, is what you're saying.
I really want them.
Yeah. It's funny because we were having a conversation, Esmeralda. I don't know if you remember, we were talking about Chucks last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was, so I ordered them like right after the show. I was like, I need a new pair. I got four pair at home, but they're all a varying degree of quality in terms of how often. Because I wear them all the time, except if unless there's like 12 inches of snow on the ground, I have Chucks on constantly. The last time I didn't wear a pair of Chucks was when I got inducted into the Walk of Fame, and I was wearing the only pair of black dress shoes that I own. And I'm telling you, I was in so much pain with them because I don't wear them. They're leather, and I don't wear them. Last time I wore them was for my wedding in 2009. So it was 8 years since I had those shoes on.
Your feet might have changed.
My feet have grown. I've gotten fatter. A lot of things have happened in those years. But I'm telling you, as great a day as it was, the day that I got inducted into the Walk of Fame, it was a wonderful day to share with my parents and my friends and everybody there and the listeners. It was a great day, one of the happiest days of my life. My feet were killing me. When I got home and I took those shoes off, my feet went, oh! That's the noise they made when I took the shoes off. But anyway, I got my new Chucks on, and I'm very happy. Don't step on them. Don't get any smudges on them. Don't. That's what we would do to each other when we were younger. Somebody would come in with new gym shoes, and you would step on them and smudge them.
And then hit them with a car track, or what were you doing?
Smack them with a Hot Wheels track, sure.
Oh, Lord. You're just terrible children.
I was going to say, that's like the least violent thing you guys did to each other.
Well, we would just like mess up their shoes, and you would get really mad.
Wait, but were you stomping on their feet?
No, we would just want to get dirt on the white part of their, if they get new shoes, you know. Like in Do the Right Thing, when John Savage steps on a bugging out shoe. Man, your Air Jordans are effed up. That's from Do the Right Thing. That's what we would do. So, anyway. It's not like, but the thing, the other thing is that Chucks are very affordable shoes. That's the thing. You know, you want to buy a pair of gym shoes now or basketball shoes or something like. What do they run? Like $300-$400 for a pair for a pair. Like what is an Air? What is an Air? A top notch Air Jordan run? $500 maybe. Yeah, these with like delivery and everything, $50. With the delivery charges and all that stuff, $50, and bought them online. And they fit, which I was worried about. That's why I tried them on immediately when they showed up here tonight. It's like, I want to make sure these things fit. And they do. So, anyway. New Chucks. Esmeralda, you get excited when you get new shoes?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I only buy Chucks, so that's the only reason I get excited. So, I just like how they're so shiny. They're reflecting it. I could see my face in them.
Foot Locker is selling Air Jordans for prices ranging from $185 to $149.
Oh, really? That's all?
Well, because they're the, you know,
yeah,
the standard.
The Foot Locker, yeah. I mean,
oh,
I'm sure there's the different brand, the different types.
Is Nike Town still open down the street? Is that still a thing?
I don't think it is.
No?
No, I think it's...
Is it?
There's something there. I think it's still Nike Town.
Is it Nike Town?
I think.
Yeah, because everything changes on the Magnificent Mile.
I know it's some sort of working out place. Like, you know.
You can go in and
shoes
work out.
Shoes and stuff.
Oh, like apparel for like
right.
working out.
I think it is Nike. I don't remember.
No, you're right. It is still open.
Is it Nike Town still open? So I guess if you go to Nike Town on like the day that they release the new Air Jordans, you're not going to get them for $145. That's just not going to be a thing. I don't know. Like I said, the only kind of shoes I buy, usually every 2 or 3 years, are Chucks. So that's it. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Are there any classic movie lines involving shoes? Are there any? I bet there are. Oh, man. All right. So I've got here 18 famous movie quotes that everybody gets wrong. And I want to talk about those. And then I also have AFI's list of the 100 greatest movie lines of all time. And so maybe I'll throw the line out and people, you know, maybe I'll have you guys guess what the movie is. This shouldn't be too difficult when we get to the AFI list. Now, are there any movies that you, Dan, what are some of the movies that you quote among your friends? And I'm just saying, like I said, the other topic here is movies that you quote with your friends that aren't necessarily popular movies that are quoted by everybody, but you have like inside jokes with everybody. Do you have any of those? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I'm going to crib one from an 815 texter who just sent one in who said, I use the line from Sandlot, you're killing me, Smalls, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. And I've seen that movie like years ago.
That one, you know, this is sacrilegious. I don't like the Sandlot. Don't give me the...
Because they didn't beat each other with the bats on the baseball fields like your friends used to?
No, I just don't... I have to say this. I've only seen it the one time when it came out, and I didn't like it. And I know that since it's got this huge... You know, it's become this legendary movie that people really love. And Dennis Leary's in it, so I should go back and see it. Dennis Leary's in it, right?
Yes, he is the father.
Okay, because I love him.
Or the stepfather.
But You're Killing Me, Smalls, I hear all the time.
Right.
That's a pretty popular one. That's some Sandlot. I have many obscure ones. My friends and I, you know, I mean, listen, Oaken and I can quote Mambo Kings all day long. And nobody's going to understand any of the quotes because we would watch Mambo Kings 15 times a week when we were roommates. But Real Genius is one that there's a lot of lines in Real Genius that fly around. Among my friends and I, one being ridiculously obscure. Hey, Airborne. That one I used to use all the time. There's also a line, Dan, you've seen Real Genius.
Uh-huh.
There's a line that Val Kilmer says to Deborah Foreman. And then she says to him, can you hammer? I'm not going to, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And then he says, not at the moment, which is the best response ever. So, what was the other one? I guess it goes from God to oh God, why am I blanking on this? God to, wait, Atherton's character's
Kent,
name. Because Kent is the
professor.
Guy. It goes from God to blank to the cleaners to you.
My personal favorite is Val Kilmer is wistfully thinking on a very tough subject, and he goes, in times like this, I remember the immortal words of Socrates, who said, I drink what?
Yeah, that movie is so good. And right, Esmeralda, you've not seen it.
I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Vic, have you ever seen Real Genius?
He's hilarious in that movie.
It's so good.
I don't quote out of that movie, but I do a thing that Val Kilmer's character did in that movie a lot.
What, do you spin around?
No, no, which is where... And you can, I do it in various situations, but where if somebody, like mostly Jeannie or maybe one of my kids or somebody is under pressure to get something done quickly, and I'll say, just relax, take your time.
Yeah.
And then like a half a second later, you say, what is taking, you know, remember that scene?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
There's also take a step back, a step forward, a step back.
Right.
And now we're cha-cha.
Yeah.
That movie, I'm telling you, man. Esmeralda, you got to see. I'll bring it in. You have to see it. It's legendary. Yeah, but hey, Airborne, we used to say that to each other. And that's a complete throwaway line, Dan. That's not a punchline.
Right.
That's just some line that hey, listen, my friend Joe and I, because Joe saw that movie 53 times in the theater. It was my friend, my late friend Joe Donatello. We talk about, hey, listen, yeah, Heaven on Earth was a real treat. That guy says to Al Jorgensen, what the hell happened after the first album? That guy, Joe. He loved Real Genius. And, I mean, when it came out on video, all we did, he's like, what do you want to do tonight? Let's go back by my place and we'll watch Real Genius again. We watched it twice yesterday. I don't care. You're complaining? Shut up. So, anyway. All right, here's the first misquote. These are 18 movie quotes that everybody gets wrong. Everybody says that in Dracula, the 1931 version of Dracula, he says, I want to suck your blood. And that line is never said. Not once. Not once. But I want to suck your blood was said in 1994's Ed Wood when Dr. Tom Mason was practicing his impersonation of Bela Lugosi. But Bela Lugosi never said, I want to suck your blood. Never once. That line appears nowhere. I don't think it appears in any vampire movie. I know. So, all right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We're talking about movie quotes, great ones, ones that are misquoted, and movie quotes that you and your friends throw at each other. Black hole sun, won't you come? Yeah. Won't you come? Won't you come? Oh, yeah. Two for Tuesday, yeah. Mark requesting Soundgarden, obviously Black Hole Sun, in honor of the eclipse. Still one of the weirdest videos ever, man. I mean, the stretched out smiley faces and stuff in that video, man.
Did you ever see the original one that they viewed that did not have the stretchy faces?
No.
Yeah, so like apparently they didn't have it done in time for the video's release.
Yeah.
So the first few weeks that it aired on MTV, there was no stretchy faces.
Really?
And then like a week and a half in, they added the stretchy faces.
Wow. Oh, man. Well, that's a great song from one of the best albums ever. All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Speaking of videos, pop-up video, another bloody battle between Esmeralda and I. Cats are beginning to line up on Michigan Avenue right now, knocking over garbage can lids. Yeah. Flying around with capes. So, and
this seems like a problem.
No.
Like an epidemic of sorts with cats.
No, it's fun. And, you know, Dave controls them all anyway. So, you know. So that's coming up. But right now we're talking about movie quotes and movie quotes that people get wrong. Here are a couple more of the movie quotes that people get wrong. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, says Esmeralda.
Okay.
The misquote is, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Now, you know what the real line is?
What's that?
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of all?
Well, then.
Mm. Versions of the incorrect line have been said in countless movies afterwards, including Disney's 101 Dalmatians, which may make people remember the original movie differently. Yeah. Here's one. Esmeralda, what do you think is a line that's misquoted from The Empire Strikes Back?
Ooh.
Famous line that's misquoted.
Wait, which one's The Empire Strikes Back? No, like what's in it?
Well, it's the second one of the first three.
Oh,
they've got
the
Imperial Walkers. It's got the Hoth. It's got the
right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the big twist at the end.
With the where they freeze them up?
No. Han Solo. Yeah, no, that's not what I'm talking. The big twist, one of the biggest twists in film history.
It's his dad.
Yes, it's his dad. Yeah. Anyway, that's the line that's misquoted. Everybody says, "Luke, I am your father."
Right?
He says, "No, I am your father."
Oh.
Doesn't say, "Luke, I am your father." He says, "No, I am your father." They're very nitpicky on this list, by the way.
I mean, it's a quote.
Yeah.
A quote is exact.
That's right. "No, I am your father," is what he says. So,
So what does he say?
Who?
Luke.
No!
Like before, for him to respond is no.
"You killed my father."
Ah, okay.
Is what he says, right, Dan? You're more of a Star Wars guy than me.
I don't remember.
I think it's "you killed my father."
Oh.
I think that's what he says. "No, I am your father."
Then no, I
and then
am
he goes, "No!"
He's real bummed about that.
Very bummed. So, all right, we got more quotes from movies, and which ones do you guys quote to one another? Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How's it going, man?
All right.
I was telling Dan, my friend and I, when we worked together, we would always quote the first Friday, "Man, how the hell you get fired on your day off?" We always do that one in.
That's a funny movie. The first Friday is a funny movie. Actually, the first two are funny.
Well, actually, I like the part in the third Friday where they're doing the commercial for Bros Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
It says, "Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama," and John Witherspoon.
Right.
The hell out of his mother.
John Witherspoon, by the way, is a genius. Genius.
Oh, he's hilarious
in those movies. He's hysterical in Boomerang. You got to coordinate.
Oh, God.
You got to coordinate.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. You got to coordinate.
You got to coordinate.
He's wearing his mushroom pattern.
His mushroom jacket.
Army of Darkness. I love the scene in Army of Darkness where he's trying to say Sally Ford and his jockey.
Oh, yeah.
Where he goes, "Don't concentrate on the finger, or you will miss all that heavenly glory."
Yeah.
And I send people off when I'm saying that. Dwarves don't hit back, and I practice the art of fighting without fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, classic stuff. Classic stuff. Okay. All right, Patrick, thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
Take care. All right.
By the way,
yeah.
Just saw Boomerang.
What'd you think?
I liked it, but I was a little,
why?
With that ending.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think it's actually one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies.
I know it's funny. I just like how he's kind of like, "No, I do love you."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
But there's some really funny stuff in that movie. John Witherspoon is hysterical. Grace Jones is fantastic.
Yeah, she is awesome.
Strong J. And Chris Rock, man, first the Fat Boys break up, now this. I mean, come on. And Robin Givens, oh my God, is she hot in that movie. Halle Berry. All the stuff between Martin Lawrence, David Alan Grier, and Eddie Murphy, gold. Gold when they're shooting pool. The scene when they're shooting pool. You school him. That's a funny movie, man. All right. How about this one? Casablanca. The often misquoted line from Casablanca is, "Play it again, Sam." That's not the. And they actually named a play and a movie after that title. Woody Allen wrote it. The actual movie quote is, "It's never said." This is what Ingrid Bergman says. "Play it once, Sam, for old time's sake. Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by." That's the actual line, and it's Ingrid Bergman who says the line. Now, here's one. Star Trek, "Beam me up, Scotty." Now, they're being real. Again, Esmeralda, I know it's a quote.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual line is, "Scotty, beam me up."
Yeah, it's a little. It is being a little picky.
It is. Here's a misquote from The Graduate. Mrs. Robinson, are you trying to seduce me? No. See, now I would not misquote. Well, The Graduate is one of my favorite movies. The actual line is, and this is, I would be nitpicky about this one too. Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me, aren't you? That's the actual line. So, how about this? Frankenstein, the misquote is, he's alive. See, again, I wouldn't get this one wrong because it's alive. It's alive! It's alive!
Is that because of the Weird Science song?
Well, that's actually...
Don't they quote it?
They do.
Don't they have the clip?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's in the Oingo Boingo song. They sample him from the actual 1931 movie. It's alive! It's alive! And Gene Wilder does it in Young Frankenstein, way over the top. You know what should get third billing in Young Frankenstein? Gene Wilder's hair. It should get its own billing in that movie. His hair is spectacular in that movie. If you just Google image Gene Wilder, Young Frankenstein, and look at about 5, 6, 10 images from that movie, his hair is spectacular in every image that you would see from Young Frankenstein. It's best special effects, Gene Wilder's hair, and it's his actual hair. All right. We have to break. We got the news coming up, and then more misquotes of movies, famous quotes of movies, and movies that you love to quote. Yeah. This is a deep cut. Wow. 815 area code on 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. We're requesting the Furs, Psychedelic Furs with India. That's a deep cut, man. Hey, I believe the Furs are coming to town. They're playing someplace in the vicinity. I love the Psychedelic Furs. They rule. I think they might be coming to the Arcata. Maybe. One of them kind of theaters there where bands play. All right.
Talia Hall.
Who? What? Oh, they're playing Talia Hall? Ooh. Oh, when?
October 17th and 18th.
What days? Do we know the days of the week on that? Because if it's a Saturday, I think I have a date for myself.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Come on! All right. You go there and count the 50-year-olds in the audience. That's what you should do when you go to see the Furs. All right. Hey, we're talking about movie quotes, greatest movie quotes of all time, movies that you quote among your friends, and movies that are misquoted a lot. Let's get Steve in Galesburg on here for real quick. Hey, Steve.
My wife and I, we share from the same film. On Saturday nights, we always play board games. So. And I'll say, let's play Monopoly. Let's play Scrabble. And she'll always say, I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, there you go. There's a Val Kilmer line again. More Val Kilmer.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, you had Real Genius a little bit
that's
ago.
That's right. Yeah. Val Kilmer. That's right. I watched.
I got one more for you.
Yeah, okay.
Because every time me and my older brother go out with my dad, he'll repeat himself, and we catch him in a lie, and I'll say, well, his hypocrisy only goes so far.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right, Steve.
All right.
Take care. Yeah. I watched Tombstone a couple days after Powers Booth died. Dan, when was the last time you seen Tombstone?
It's been a while.
Yeah. You know, I hadn't seen it in a while either. I watched it because Powers Booth passed away. I wanted to do a little Powers Booth mini festival. So I watched that. I watched Southern Comfort, which, by the way, is the best movie, one of the best movies ever made. Southern Comfort, one of the best movies ever made. But I watched Tombstone. I had forgotten, like, everybody's in that movie, in Tombstone. Have you looked at when was the last time you looked at the cast list of that movie, Dan?
You know, not looking at the cast list, but wasn't there, like, a story that came out a couple weeks ago?
Kurt Russell directed it.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, Kurt Russell took over. Val Kilmer is the one who told that story. But if you look at the list of badasses in them, it's ridiculous. Because I'm watching the movie, I'm like, everybody's in this. Every badass on the planet is in Tombstone. Because you got Kurt Russell, who is the king of the universe, Val Kilmer, Powers Booth, Michael Biehn, Sam Elliott, Bill Paxton, Stephen Lang. It's just ridiculous. It's like every badass on the planet is in that one movie. If you just want to watch, you know, you watch a movie. I'd like to watch a movie with some badasses in it, please. Tombstone. And I hadn't seen it in a really long time. And I remember, and I had forgotten all these people. Like, everybody, another guy would show up. I'm like, oh, my God, he's in this, too? Ridiculous. All right, here are some quotes from some listeners here. 773 area code says, great line from Who's Harry Crumb? Guy says, you know you're bamboo. John Candy responds, bamboo is my business. Okay, now we got a couple of... Remember, Esmeralda, I said, are there any movies that have lines dealing with shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, leave it to the listeners. 262 area code, in Romancing the Stone, Michael Douglas cuts the heels off of her shoes. She says, those were Italian. He says, now they're practical. And I totally forgot about this line. This is a classic line. 815 area code, Forrest Gump. There's an awful lot you can tell about a person by their shoes. I totally forgot about that line. Gov says, I quote from Johnny Dangerously a lot. I call my friends, you futtergin sneaky bastard. And also, secure that blank, Hudson. That's from Aliens. Did you ever see Johnny Dangerously, Esmeralda?
No, I haven't.
I'm surprised. I was sure that would have made the rounds on Comedy Central in the 90s.
I guess I wasn't. I wasn't into it.
Dwayne from McHenry says, the line from Real Genius is, from God to Jerry to the cleaners. Yes, that's it. For my friends, when we go to the bar and the waitress asks what we want, we all say, I'll have an orange whip, orange whip, orange whip, from Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers is another one that gets quoted quite a bit. Trevor from Antioch says, say, man, you got a joint? I think I have that here.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's another movie that I know every line of dialogue from that movie. Everything McConaughey says is genius in that movie. This is the best.
Let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules are going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
That's right. And then, of course, this.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Oh, man. Brian from Chicago says, I always quote a Mexican gang movie called Blood In, Blood Out. It's also called Bound by Honor, which, by the way, is a terrific movie, if you've never seen that movie. Dan, you've seen it, right?
As a white Hispanic guy, yes, I have.
Esmeralda, have you ever seen it?
I haven't.
No, it's so good. It goes by two titles, Blood In, Blood Out, and Bound by Honor. You know, it's interesting, Dan, that came out seriously within a month of American Me, the Edward James Olmos
right.
film. And that's one of the reasons why I think this movie bombed, because American Me did well, because Edward James Olmos is a bigger name.
Sure.
But one of the reasons why Blood In, Blood Out didn't do as well is because it was right on the heels of American Me. But anyway, he says, since I'm white, I always hang around with Mexican people. I always say, I might be white on the outside, but I'm brown on the inside, to the bone, Holmes. That's a good movie, man. So 847 area code says, I quote Napoleon Dynamite a lot, and also you will lose, like the Russian in Rocky IV. Doesn't he also say, I must break you? Doesn't he say that?
You know, that guy is like off the charts intelligent. Like
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, like insanely high IQ, member of Mensa type thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I liked him in I Come in Peace when the aliens come down and he has to kill them all. And he says at one point, Esmeralda, here's a classic line. I'm not going to find this on the AFI list, but it's, come in peace, you go in pieces. And then he blows him up. See? That's genius writing. All right, Esmeralda, I'm going to throw one, because it's the top 100 movie quotes according to the American Film Institute. I'll mm-hmm. pick a few of these out. I'll throw them at you. You got to name the movie.
Okay.
All right? This first one. This is number 100 on the list. I'm the king of the world.
Oh, Titanic.
That's correct. How about I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
Oh, goodness. Wizard of Oz.
That's correct. Oh man, this is one of my favorites. Oh, Esmeralda, this is one of my favorites. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
It's Dirty Dancing.
It's Dirty Dancing. That's right. All right, how about Snap Out of It?
Oh, Moonstruck.
That's right. Very good. Was that on Comedy Central a lot?
That wasn't, but that's a huge... Whenever they show a clip of Moonstruck, it's always that.
Yeah, she slaps him and then says...
Yeah.
I feel the need for speed.
Is that Top Gun?
That's correct. A martini, shaken, not stirred. Now, this is a tough because... But, I mean, the first time it's said, a martini shaken, not stirred.
Oh, the first time?
Yeah, you got to go back to the first time they say it.
Oh, that's,
It's Goldfinger.
Oh, Goldfinger. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking Dr. No.
Yeah. Dr. No is the first Bond movie. He doesn't order a martini in Dr. No? Come on now! All right. How about this? Oh, here's a coincidence. Number 86, Attica, Attica, Attica.
It's Dog Day Afternoon.
Hey, do you know what?
What's that?
I'm showing Dog Day Afternoon on the big screen. Yeah.
When?
On Tuesday, September 12th at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly the Movie Co.
Well, that's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
It's got to be crazy expensive.
No, it's only $14 and popcorn and parking are free. Can you imagine?
What? Well, I like to eat more than just popcorn.
Well, you can show up an hour early and have dinner at Bogart's, and then the movie starts at 8, and I introduce it, and we talk about it afterwards.
That's amazing.
Isn't that nuts? Get your tickets. Would you like to know where you can reserve your tickets?
Oh, of course.
AMCtheaters.com. Go to the website, pick out the seating chart, pick out the seats you want. They'll be waiting for you Tuesday, September 12th. And quite literally, legitimately, one of the greatest movies ever made and one of the best movies of the 70s. So, Dog Day Afternoon, Tuesday, September 12th. It's funny how that coincidence worked out.
It's kismet.
Yeah. We got to take a break here. Weather, traffic, and then we'll come back. More classic movie quotes and movie lines. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 815 area code. Psychedelic First, Sister Europe. Deep Cuts, man. That's a First fan. I'm guessing October 17th and 18th, the person from 815 will be at Talia Hall. That's my guess. Okay. We're talking about movies that we love to quote, even if they're not popular. What are the ones that you guys quote amongst yourselves? 312-981-7200. What are some, I got some famous movie quotes here, some of the best here, and some that are misquoted. All right, Esmeralda, I'll throw a few more of these at you, see what you got.
Okay.
All right, here's another one. Oh, no, it wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty killed the Beast.
What? Oh. No, I don't know what that...
It's one of my favorite lines in the history of cinema.
Oh.
Oh, no, it wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty killed the Beast. Think about a big beast and some airplanes.
Oh, I was about to say Godzilla.
No, the other one.
Oh, man. That gorilla.
Yeah. What's the opposite of a queen?
King Kong.
That's exactly right.
Like the gorilla.
You couldn't remember King Kong.
That giant gorilla.
That giant gorilla on the building. I can't remember his name.
What's his name?
You know, when Peter Jackson remade King Kong in 2005, mm-hmm. Jack Black played the part of Carl Dunham. And the day that he had to say that line, he was so nervous. Like Jack Black was like, I can't say this line. I can't. And like Peter Jackson had to give him some drinks and look, because it's like Jack Black, you know, knows what an iconic line it is. It's one of the greatest lines in the history of movies. And he didn't want to copy it. He didn't want to say it the same way it was said in the 33 version.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so nervous. And then they ended up just doing one take and he got it. And again, they did one take because I don't think he wanted to do it again. He's like, all right, that's it. I said it. So. Okay, how about this? Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Airplane.
Yes. You know, you could have 55 quotes from Airplane on this list. Because there's so many funny lines in that movie. All right, how about this one? Open the pod bay doors, hell. Please.
Space Odyssey.
That's right, 2001 A Space Odyssey. All right, hasta la vista, baby.
Is it Is it Terminator 2?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, no, because I was like, is it Terminator? Could be in Terminator 1. I didn't know.
No, because the kid teaches him that line in Terminator 2.
Oh, okay.
Terminator, he barely speaks. He says, I think he's got like four lines in the original Terminator. Well, here's one that you'll get, considering the title is in the line, but it is an amazing line. I'm going to say it anyway. It comes in at number 74 on the list. Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Chinatown?
Yeah, Chinatown. how about this one? No wire hangers ever.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I can't. I can't think of the name, but I know it's about
Joan Crawford.
Yeah, right.
Mommy Dearest.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, that comes in at number 72. How about this one? Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
The monkey movie.
You just have issues with
Planet of the Apes.
With simians. I understand. You can't, it's Planet of the Apes. Yeah. Do you have like a simian problem? Is that?
I just couldn't think of it.
What is it? Yeah, that's the original Planet of the Apes. Here's one of the best lines ever. This is another movie that's got about 7,000 great lines. It comes in at number 64 on the list. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Oh, it's man. The how to love
well,
your
that's the you're getting the sub you're getting the subtitle right, but the actual title of the movie.
I can't remember.
If you are a medical practitioner, you are a
Dr. Strangelove.
There you go.
I was about to say Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago, yes, Dr. Zhivago. Oh, man. All right. Let's see. 608 area code. My favorite line is from the movie Heaven Can Wait. Jack Horinsky says, because someday, trust me, I'm going to need help moving a body. When that day comes, I don't want to hear any blank from you. Heaven Can Wait is a great movie, of course, because, you know, Warren Beatty co-wrote it. He's in it and he co-directed it. That right there means it's good. Brian says in Suicide Kings, Dennis Leary has a great footwear discussion about his Stingray boots. Fish boots, 1500. Then, of course, it leads into the wonderful busket conversation, as well as very little of which can be played on the radio. Kathy says, my friend and I quote each other from Young Frankenstein and the Frisco Kid all the time. 815 area code says, my friends and I quote Full Metal Jacket all the time. Unfortunately, you can't repeat most of it on the air. Wizard of Oz has some pretty important shoe lines. Oh, yeah, it does. It has a very important shoe line. Yeah, the whole movie is about shoes. Yeah. All right, here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it doing, Nick?
All right.
Yeah, every time I'm kind of with my friends, every time I see one of my really closest friends from college, he's actually African, and I always come up to him, and I go, my dear sweet brother Noomsi, every time I see him, it's a line from The Golden Child.
Golden
and, of
Child.
Course, when we go out, every time we go out to eat, if somebody wants to pass a knife, it's, can I have the knife?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite lines from one of the favorite movies.
My favorite moment in that movie, I'm not as crazy about it as you are, Mike, but my favorite moment in that movie is when he's running through the backyard and he interrupts like a barbecue or something, and he goes, I'm just going to take these chips. And he helps himself to the chips as he's running away. That was my favorite moment in the entire movie.
And, or, of course, the fight scene where he's, he's fighting those bikers, and,
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into it. I just like the movie.
Yeah, all right. Cool, Mike. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Golden Child. That must have been one that you've seen, Esmeralda. That sounds like a Comedy Central staple.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Romancing the Stone, a quote, that's what I call a campfire. Well, yeah, because it's all pot. They're burning 500 pounds of marijuana and getting high. 815 area code, those aren't pillows. Hey, guess what movie I'm showing in November, Esmeralda? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the line that movie is from. My brothers and I like to quote Aliens and Predator, and of course, this is Brian, the legendary Jim Cotta.
Did Did he give a line?
No, he didn't, because there are so many. He can't choose.
Right.
773 area code. Do you mind if we dance with your dates from Animal House? Animal House is another movie that's got like 7,000 lines in it that are classic. And again, as I've said before, funniest performance in Animal House is not John Belushi. It's Tim Matheson. Tim Matheson gives the funniest and best performance in Animal House. Now, I'm not discounting Belushi because he's amazing in it, and Animal House in general is one of the greatest comedies ever made. But I'm telling you, Tim Matheson as Otter steals that movie. Okay, we have to break here. We've got the news coming up, and then I'll throw some more lines at you, and we've got misquoted lines, and the texts are coming in, and if you want to get in, it's 312-981-7200. We'll continue with the movie quote conversation more after the news. Yeah. Ever mentioned how much I love my listeners? How awesome my listeners are? It's a shoe-themed 2 for Tuesday from the 630 area code. That's Nelly with Air Force Ones. Yeah, man, shoes! You know, there's also a song called I Can't Wait. You know that song? I can't wait. Da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You remember that song from the 80s?
No.
It's by a band called New Shoes. But it's N-U-S-H-O-O-S or something. They spell it weird. But that was a huge hit. I Can't Wait. And the video had shoes moving around in it. Because the band was called New Shoes. Yeah. That's it. Remember this song? You guys don't remember this song?
I remember that intro.
Yeah, that was a popular song. New Shoes. The reason why we're doing this, if in case you just tuned in, I have a new pair of my new pair of Converse All-Stars have arrived here at the station, and I'm wearing them now, and they're all shiny and new, and I love them. So, hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Dave Plyer is in for Steve Grzanich this morning for the opening bell, and then Steve Cochran for your morning drive. Also, pop-up videos. Has anybody radared Skip Skipley? Is he on the way?
Yes, despite the fact the pigeons were thrown off by the eclipse, they're still on.
They didn't know what time it was. They got all fooled. About 2 o'clock this afternoon, they were like, "What is it? Midnight? What?" All right. Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're talking about classic lines of dialogue from movies and your favorite dialogue exchanges, even if the movies aren't popular. Oh, I happen to be wearing an appropriate T-shirt. Dan, do you notice the shirt I'm wearing?
Oh, nice, yes.
It's from it's Roddy Piper and They Live. I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum. Come on now! Piper improvised that line, by the way. Here's another thing. If you look at some of these classic lines, especially when we get like into the real top part, a lot of them were improvised. So, all right, here's a few. Esmeralda, I'll throw the line out. You tell me the movie.
Okay.
All right. You keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Oh, I don't know.
Godfather Part 2.
Ah, okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Scarface.
That's correct. A boy's best friend is his mother.
Psycho.
Yes. There's no crying in baseball.
A League of Their Own.
That's right. That's 54. How about this? You had me at hello.
Jerry Maguire.
That's right. Good. I sensed some disgust in your voice. I love that movie. I adore that movie. You got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Dirty Harry.
Correct. This is one of the best final lines in movie history. Well, nobody's perfect.
No idea.
Some like it hot. One of the best final lines ever. It's just so great. Let's see. What else? I See Dead People.
Sixth Sense.
That's right.
We'll Always Have Paris.
Is that Funny Girl?
No. Casablanca.
Ah.
Let's see. We move up here. If You Build It, He Will Come.
Field of Dreams.
Correct. You're going to Need a Bigger Boat.
Jaws.
How is that at 35? How is that not in the top 10? How is that line from Jaws not in the top 10? All right, here's a classic line. Spoken by Rob Reiner's mother. I'll have what she's having.
When Harry Met Sally.
That's right. You knew that was Rob Reiner's mom, right? Who said that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he cast his mom and gave her that line. He gave her the best line in the movie. what else? Re-Rob Banks.
Point Break?
No. Ooh, good guess. No, but Utah, Get Me Two. That's from Point Break. No, that's from Bonnie and Clyde.
Ah, okay.
Okay, what else? I'm skipping around here. You Can't Handle the Truth.
Oh. Ugh, I've seen that a few times now.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
It's A Few Good Men.
Ah, there you go.
Show Me the Money.
It's Jerry Maguire.
What is it? Why do you hate Jerry Maguire?
Because Edward Norton was robbed of his Oscar.
Oh, because Cuba Gooding won.
Yeah.
Oh,
Show Me the Money. Ugh.
I see.
Whatever.
Yeah, we can't blame the whole movie.
Yes, I can.
It's a good movie. Although, yeah, you're right. Edward Norton should have beaten Cuba Gooding. Who else was up that year?
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because Edward Norton should have won.
Only Edward Norton.
All right. How about this one? A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Silence of the Lambs.
Right. You think he'd know how to pronounce Chianti, but he says Chianti.
Was he from?
He's British.
Is he? Even in the,
yes.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was from Jersey or something.
Jersey?
Never. No, and he would, like, hide it.
I think he's British. I think Lecter's British. I mean, isn't Anthony Hopkins, doesn't he have his accent in that movie, or am I nuts?
Yeah, it's like a very, it's English, but it's not a British accent. It's like this just kind of hoity-toity.
But he still wouldn't say Chianti.
Well, that's what I mean. The backstory would be he's from Jersey,
no,
and he's been trying to.
Well, maybe
hide
he was trying.
Accent.
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to make fun of Clarice because that's how Clarice would have said it. Maybe because she's got that Southern accent that she's trying to hide. Maybe that's what I'm analyzing this movie 27 years after it came out, and it's a movie I hate. Let's see. Oh, number 19. We're into the top ones now. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Esmeralda?
The network?
Yes. Yes. You want to talk about being robbed at the Oscars? The Rocky beat that movie for Best Picture. how about this? Rosebud.
Citizen Kane.
Yes. And then we'll get into the top ones coming up here. I got the top 15. We'll go through those and see if Esmeralda can name them. And then we're going to get to hear Esmeralda sing, too. The cats are now flying through the air down Michigan Avenue.
It sounds like someone's throwing them. Just of their own will.
Of their own. No, it's Dave, the psychic Dave Feline Army. He's controlling their every movement. So. All right. Man, he just stepped on my tray. Stepped on my tray. He just stepped on my tray. Yeah.
We can't play the next part. So
was that from the? Was it the quote from "Do the Right Thing"?
No.
Oh, okay. Because the quote from "Do the Right Thing" you can't play on the air either. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Did Nelly only write songs about shoes? Is that what we're discovering?
There was a period where I don't think there's one or two shoe tracks on a couple different albums.
Seriously? He went through a shoe phase?
He loves his shoes. he owns multiple. The line before when we started was that he tries to wear a different year Jordan every day.
The complex musicianship of Nelly. Does he wear a different Band-Aid on his face every day, too? Or for a while he did, right?
I would hope so. That's unsanitary.
Yeah. It's 630 area code 2 for Tuesday. Yeah! With the shoe-themed Nelly cuts. Stepped on my J's. It's a Nelly. What is it? Nelly just what a concept album about shoes? Is that the deal? All right, we got more texts coming in here. Quotes from movies and lines and stuff. Let's see. 815 area code says, "Good morning. We always use Smokey and the Bandit. There are plenty of great ones like." If they cremated the some bitch, I'd be kicking Mr. Bandit's ass around the moon right now. That's not from the first movie. I can tell you that right now. I know every line of dialogue from the first one. Oh, you know what I forgot to ask Tom? If he saw Logan Lucky. I totally forgot to ask him that. Because there's tons of cars in that movie. Well, it takes place at a racetrack, so yeah. 630 area code says, I love quoting lines from the Big Lebowski and Step Brothers. Yes. Big Lebowski, tons of amazing lines from that movie. Fletch is one of the all-time most quotable movies, in my opinion. Yes, it is. Fletch is great. Esmeralda, you've seen Fletch, right? Chevy Chase?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. Irwin says, Cool Hand Luke, what we have here is failure to communicate. And Highlander, there can be only one.
See, and from Cool Hand Luke, I usually do the boss.
Boss.
Taking a sip, boss.
Taking a sip, boss.
Wiping my brow, boss.
Yeah. Man, you know, I'd love to show that one at my movie club. That'd be a great movie to show at my film club. And I love hard-boiled eggs.
Would you serve them?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
That's what we would serve. You'd have to eat 50 of them. Everybody who shows up to the screening of Cool Hand Luke has to eat 50 hard-boiled eggs.
You eat 50 hard-boiled eggs, you get in for free. Nick DiGelio will pony up the 14 bones.
That's what it is, man. If you can eat 50 hard-boiled eggs, you get in for free.
No one would want to sit with you.
We'll even call the EMTs. That's great. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Margaret in Carbondale says, Live. Life is a banquet and most poor suckers are starving to death. That's from Auntie Mame. Let's see. I am serious and don't call me Shirley is on the list as well. Eric says, My favorite line is, People on lewds should not drive. Well, wait a minute. What's that from?
Fast Times.
Oh, Fast Times. That's right. Another good one, a shoe one, is Shawshank Redemption. He walks out to the warden's shoes. Seriously, how often do you look at a man's shoes? Well, there's another one right there. Because he does leave with the warden's shoes on, right? Is that how he walks out?
Exactly.
All right. All right, you ready for the top 15, Esmeralda? I'll throw them at you.
Mm-hmm.
According to American Film Institute, these are the top 15 best movie lines quotes of all time. You ready?
Okay.
All right, what movie is this from? Number 15, E.T. Phone Home.
It's from E.T.
Okay. But number 14 on the list is The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of.
Oh, I don't know.
The Maltese Falcon. 13, Love Means Never Having to Say You're Sorry.
Oh.
Terrible movie, by the way, from 1970.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
Love Story.
Oh, okay.
Number 12, I Love the Smell of Napalm in the Morning.
It's Apocalypse Now.
That's right. But they only have that part. They don't have Smells Like Victory, which is like the best part of that's the best part of that line. Charlie, don't surf! Robert Duvall is amazing in that movie. Number 11, what we've got here is a failure to communicate. Cool Hand Luke. Okay, number 10, this one was improvised. This is improvised. According to the AFI, the 10th best movie line of all time is You Talking to Me.
That, Taxi Driver.
That yeah. whole thing, yeah, from Taxi Driver. That whole thing in front of the mirror, improvised. Just turn the camera on and let De Niro go. Number 9, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. Betty Davis says it.
Oh.
In All About Eve. You ever see All About Eve? Dan, you ever see it?
A long time ago.
Classic.
I haven't seen it. I need to, you don't find, it's so sad, you don't find a lot of these movies on Netflix.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if they're on Amazon either.
You'd have to look them up. I don't
know.
They
need to
like
do
all
a
about
push.
They should. I agree. And I'm looking at the like a couple of more that are like total classics on here that you probably can't find. So number 8 is May the Force Be With You. That, of course, is
Star Wars.
Yes.
You're just going to say it because everybody knows it.
Number 7, All Right, Mr. DeMille, I'm Ready for My Close-Up.
You know, I don't know what that's from, but I've heard it, you know.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, people have said that so many times over.
One of the greatest movies ever made. It really is truly one of the greatest movies ever made. Number 6, man, this is really high on the list. Go Ahead, Make My Day.
As Dirty Harry.
Sudden Impact, yeah. It's from Sudden Impact.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's high. Go Ahead, Make My... Well, you know what? Reagan was using it. You know what I mean? It became like a real huge catchphrase. So, number 5, Here's Looking at You, Kid.
It's Casablanca.
Correct. Number 4, Toto, I Have a Feeling We're Not in Kansas Anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
That's right. Number 3, You Don't Understand, I Could Have Had Class, I Could Have Been a Contender, I Could Have Been Somebody Instead of a Bum, Which Is What I Am.
Is that Raging Bull?
No, but he quotes it in Raging Bull.
Oh.
He quotes it in Raging Bull. So, yes, technically it is in Raging Bull, but he's quoting it from On the Waterfront.
Oh, right.
He's acting out the scene from On the Waterfront. Yeah. And number 2, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, Godfather.
Right. And number 1, according to AFI, the greatest quote line in movie history is, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh.
There are no apes in this movie, so you shouldn't have any problems.
No, why can't I remember it? It's the curtain.
The curtain. Yeah, that's the...
I'm thinking of the Carol Burnett thing where she
takes the curtains. Right, you're thinking about the Carol Burnett bit where she's wearing the curtain rod for a dress. Yeah. It's Gone with the Wind.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Dan, do you quote from Shawshank ever? That's got a lot of your favorite lines,
well,
right?
Yeah, you got Get Busy Living, Get Busy Dying.
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
I mean, Risky Business has it. You know, sometimes you got to say what the make your move. I got a trick.
Did Curtis Armstrong write that on one of his autographs to you?
He did. Yes, he did on an 8x10 from Risky Business. That very scene, he signed to Nick. Every once in a while, you got to say what the blank. Yeah, and he also has. I have a trig midterm tomorrow, and I'm being chased by Guido the Killer Pimp. Also a fantastic line. Risky Business, full of great dialogue. My favorite movie, Magnolia, tons of great dialogue in that movie, much of which I can't say on the air. So lots of great quotable movies out there. Esmeralda, do you guys ever quote movies in the past? You ever...
I used to with my college roommate. She would, and I can't remember the act. I don't think it's safe. You know,
to say on air,
but it's from that. It's that movie with Benicio del Toro and Ryan Flippy.
Oh, The Year of the Gun.
Yes, she loved that movie. She would always be quoting that.
That's
that intro
so
bit.
Random. That
I know. She loves Benicio del Toro. So I would like nonstop. She would be quoting that.
Would she quote Usual Suspects? Because she couldn't understand a word.
Yes. And they were all like Benicio lines, or right. I think the one from Way of the Gun was the Ryan Flippy.
That's Flippy. Line. He's got a great. Yeah. Wow, that's weird. Because 6 people saw Year of the Gun.
Right. No. She saw it for everyone. She watched it over and over again. But I sometimes, I mean, I'll quote just like things out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
like the, from, Who Framed Roger Rabbit
mm-hmm.
with the birds and say, hi, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hi, Eddie. Yeah. Bye, Eddie.
There's a lot of great dialogue in that movie too.
Yeah.
Probate, you idiot, not prostate. That's one of my favorite. He had to take these big pills. That's prostate, you idiot, not probate. Oh, man.
And then the lady. When he's in Toontown and he thinks it's Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
She goes, man!
Yeah, that's fantastic. That movie is just so great. It's so great. I quote like a ton of movies, though. I mean, you know, like Used Cars is a movie that I just quote constantly. Robert Zemeckis' movies, my God, Back to the Future? You kidding me? Every line of dialogue in that movie is quotable. So, all right, well, we got to take a break. I believe Skip Skipley has landed.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we're going to get ready for another version of pop-up video. That's coming up right after the news, which is coming up in just a few seconds.